Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a last-minute detour to the United Nations on his way to Europe to address the Security Council, again warning that Russia was poised to attack Ukraine.
Some have called into question our information, recalling previous instances where intelligence ultimately did not bear out. But let me be clear. I am here today not to start a war, but to prevent one.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Vershinin called the accusations baseless, insisting that weapons supplied to Ukraine by the West are the real threat.
The fact is that the Russian forces were on the Russian territory and remain on Russian territory. And the day before yesterday, some of the units after their exercises were returning to their home bases.
Still, many countries express concern as the number of Russian troops on the border appears to be increasing. And while Russia presented its own evidence of alleged Ukrainian war crimes against separatists, the U.S. and others dismissed the claims as a false pretext to invade.
These are fake and irresponsible allegations by Russia aimed at hiding its responsibility for the occupation of the Ukrainian territories and subsequent human rights violations there. Excellencies, Ukraine remains committed to peaceful resolution.
The one thing Security Council members appear to agree on is that the 2015 Minsk Agreement, which was signed to end conflict in eastern Ukraine, be the basis of diffusing tensions. But as Thursday's meeting made clear, Russia and Ukraine have very different views on how that deal should be implemented. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.